T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to talk to hearings yesterday, and Angela's been all over it this morning, and actually we were into it yesterday. And that, of course, is the hearings concerning the abuse of patients at Connecticut Valley Hospital. And some of this just quite egregious, some of it repeated, some of it vicious. And one of the people who was on the panel, in fact, she is co-chair of the Public Health Committee, is Heather Summers, former mayor of Groton, and has been in politics, right? And also, I might add, a business executive, though I don't. Are you still a business executive? Are you still the company?
I don't own the company any longer, but I consult for them.
Yes. So you're an entrepreneur. I just wanted to establish that because, you know, I do remember, I think you ran for lieutenant governor one time or governor. I can't remember.
I did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Saw you out at the Crocodile Club. Hey.
That's right. So that was actually the funniest one there that day, by the way.
Thank you. You had to battle the heels between you and Nancy Wyman, but that's for another time.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So look, I mean, we're making light here, but the fact of the matter is it's a very, I mean, this is, when I was in college, there was an abnormal psych course I took, and there was a documentary they ran called Titicut Follies, and it was about the state, Massachusetts State Hospital for the Insane. I think it's Bridgewater. And, you know, the people who are running the place are just totally abusing the patients. Well, things have not changed much, it sounds to me, Heather.
Well, this is something that is it's very important to me, especially as the co-chair of public health. I have been leading the charge on bringing this to light, bringing the systematic breakdown that exists in our state facility for those who are criminally insane to the public so that they can hear, so that we can learn exactly what's going on so it can be fixed. Because these folks are some of the most vulnerable people that the state is in charge of their care. And there are some who have committed very egregious crimes, but they have been found not guilty because of their mental status.
Right.
This system also houses people that have not committed crimes because of their mental status. So what we have witnessed here in Whiting Forensic is, in my opinion, a systematic breakdown, if there was a system to begin with, where we have now had 10 people arrested, nurses and people called FTSs, which are forensic training specialists, which are considered 1199 union members, healthcare workers, arrested, and we've had 31 healthcare workers been put on suspension for various infractions. So it's 10 that have been arrested. I have been arrested for abuse of persons. So it was imperative that we have a public hearing so that people can come forth and share their experiences, whether they have been an employee, whether they have been a patient, whether they've had a family member there. And the public hearing lasted until 7 o'clock last night, approximately. We had a variety of people testify. We had the brother of the person who's at the center of this abuse testify. We had former employees testify on the lack of oversight, the lack of management, the lack of follow-up of complaints. And also, we had people voice opinions on how we can rectify what is occurring or has occurred. And how do we move forward?
Senator,
so that's where we're trying to go with it.
Senator, there's apparently video there of some of the abuses, and apparently they're quite striking, disgusting, actually.
Yeah.
And Al Shahadi, who's the brother of one of the people that was one of the victims, he says it's a marriage of a prison and a hospital, which I think you just explained. Did you get to see any of the video? I mean, apparently this is just repulsive stuff.
You know, I did not ask to see the video. It is something that I have not asked to see. I have read in detail the arrest warrants, which detail exactly what's in the video. I will tell you that the Centers for Medicaid Services asked the Department of Health to go in and to do an audit of the facility. And one of the things that I found most outrageous is that when we're doing an investigation, normally we have to rely on the medical records to kind of lead us in the pathway or show to us how right. things have occurred.
Right.
And if you look at the medical record of patients, of this particular patient, what is recorded in the medical record does not match what's on the video. So therefore, how do we have any confidence in the fact that, number one, these medical records are accurate, but, two, that employees are not fraudulently, recording things in a medical record that are not true. So the medical record on that daily account should match exactly what we see in the video, and it does not. And that is one of the most disturbing things that we found. And besides the, obviously, clearly, the abuse that has occurred.
All right.
But this is something that, for me, I have been pushing for a public hearing. There was a lot of pushback to not have a public hearing. But I have remained firm and stand firm that this is something that is the Public Health Committee's responsibility. We oversee DMIS, and everyone in DMIS from the ground up has a responsibility to come forward when they see abuse, to speak about it, and they should be able to freely make complaints or bring abuse to their supervisors' attention without fear of retribution.
All right, Senator, said we'll stay in touch with you. I mean, this is not going away, clearly.
It is not going away.
I'll tell you what, let's touch base here in a couple of weeks and see what else is going to develop. Heather Summers, thank you much for being on. It's always good.
Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.